Welcome to Daily Drive. I'm Steve Schmidt with Automotive News, filling in this week for Jason Stein. It's Tuesday, July 21st. Imagine a day when consumers will have the ability to research, build, and order their next vehicle in a fully immersive digital environment, powered by vibrant 3D visualization and delivered in virtual or augmented reality. Imagine a day when dealers can create those same experiences, but for the vehicles they already have in stock or vehicles on the way to their dealership. As a consumer, imagine being able to enjoy those experiences from the comfort of your living room. And finally, imagine how all of that digital transformation might forever change the business of retailing and automotive. For Zerolite Chief Product Officer Francois Desbaudinet, there's no imagining that future. It's here. And moreover, the scaling of these technologies is only going to accelerate because of the coronavirus. In response to canceled auto shows and delayed vehicle launches, the company earlier this year launched ReConnect, a suite of cloud-powered visualization solutions that work to answer three questions: how to launch a car without auto shows or a press event, how to remotely establish a connection between dealers and customers, and how to share a dealership's in-stock inventory with customers. Francois believes the coronavirus pandemic created a sense of urgency in the automotive industry to scale these kinds of technologies. But he also believes consumer behavior will be forever changed as a result. How? We've reached Francois at his home office in Newcastle in the UK to share his perspective and insight. Hi, Francois. Thanks for joining Daily Drive. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me today.
So, Zerolite, you all are on the cusp of some very cool technology when it comes to digitization in automotive retailing. Can you talk a little bit about the state of digitization and digital retailing in automotive and perhaps how that might compare and contrast to what you're seeing in other industries?
So, totally. I think in the automotive industry, what you see is you've seen a bit of a lag, compared to other industries. It's an industry that's been operating the same way for a very long time. I've seen a presentation a few years ago was showing how a deal was made to buy a car, and was showing a black and white picture of a couple in front of a dealer talking about the car. And I showed the same picture of how a deal was made today to buy a car, and I saw exactly the same picture, but just colorized. So it's just to show you how the industry has really been following the same way of doing things for many, many years. But what we've seen over the past 10 years, we've seen a few trends. We've seen a continuous decline in visit to dealerships. So it used to be 7 on average when people were in the market to buy a car, down to around 1.5 visits per customer. So we also seen over the past few years a decline in visits to the auto show. And that's even before they were canceled because of COVID. They're just people going less and less to auto show. That's one of the things we've seen as well. What we analyzed is that people spent more time in their customer journey. So on average, people are in the market to buy a car for like 3 months, and they would spend maybe 18 hours looking for the new car. Most of those 18 hours would be spent online. And we see that almost 100%, it's like 97% of people start their journey online. So the trend we see is that people get more and more information online, and they really almost make their purchase decision online, and then they go to the dealer, to the retail, the showroom, to get final validation and most of the time the financial transaction. What we've seen is following that is a rise of digital retailing. We've seen brands reacting to that and bringing the dealership back into the city centers in a more digitalized way. So we've worked with Audi over a few years ago on doing the Audi cities, so more digital experience, less space, but higher footfall. And we've seen also more and more third-party partners, and third-party players like True Cars, Auto Trailers, Carwow, Amazon also to discover cars, playing a new role in that era. So most recently, we've seen more and more also of what we call the agent model being created. VW was one of the last to announce that they will sell their EV car, their electric vehicle, the ID brands, through an agent model online directly and work with their retailer and the dealer network to work more on distributions and services. So it's very interesting to see how things are moving towards a more, I would say, multi-channel and to see a higher importance of online into the industry.
So how is this going to reshape the customer experience? How is 3D and these immersive environments that Zero Light is building, how is that going to change? How is that going to reshape the customer experience and perhaps even consumers' expectations?
So here's the thing. Let's assume that you have more and more people deciding and really researching their car online compared to going to a dealership in the past to really see the car for real. So when you're online, the trend today and probably one of the limitations is you cannot see all the possible permutation of the car, all the possible configuration of the car when you're in front of your screen. You see only a subset of what the OEM can propose to you. You see the more and more cars are highly personalized. And when you buy a car and you want to choose all your trims, your options, your interior, outside, color, inside, wheels, everything, you might not be able to see exactly the car that you're going to buy online because you don't have enough content for it. So what the industry has been doing over the past few years was to use digital pictures to create configurators, okay, to really choose your options in a picture-based fashion. But with again, with a limited set of pictures, a limited set of interactivity, and definitely an experience which is not as exciting as going to a dealer because you couldn't really explore the car the same way you would at a dealership. So what you see with the 3D visualization and mainly the cloud-based 3D visualization that we are working on at Zero Light is the ability to not have that compromise between why should I have a lesser experience online compared to a dealership? And with the rise of interactive 3D, cloud-based 3D, we're able to really create a much more interactive, high-quality experience and that we can deliver in the palm of the customer or the users. And that he has the ability to really explore the car in 3D, open the doors. It's very zoom in, look at the material, almost feel the material, the grain of the paint in really high quality, and configure the car to no limit because everything is done in real time. So there is no more kind of limitation in number of configuration. We can cover not the entire range of a brand. So if I give you an example, with Audi, if you take one Audi, and you try to look at all the possible permutations between the options, the colors, the trims, and all those configurations, you have 10 to the power of 17 different possibilities. We can represent all of those in real time. There is no limit. So this is really bringing the dealership or the showroom in the palm of customers, and I think the cloud-based 3D visualization is playing a key role into making that happen.
So it's curious to me, and I'm curious if you think there is a gap, if you will. Europe and in the US are, you know, in terms of car buying culture, are a little bit different, right? In Europe, it is absolutely, you go in, you order your car, and there's an expectation that you wait some duration of time before you receive that vehicle. Whereas in the US, it's largely a process of picking, selecting what's on the dealer's lot, or right, you walk away with the vehicle at the time of the transaction. Given all these configurations and that you're enabling through your visualization technology, do you see a concern, a gap, particularly in the U.S., that says if I'm a consumer and I'm building these things, that OEMs can actually build that vehicle? Right? It's a change of culture, if you will, of consumer expectations. Do you see a gap there or an issue there? Maybe even an opportunity?
So. Yeah, I think it's one opportunity. It's true. Actually, I bought cars both in the U.S. and Europe, and you're totally right. In the U.S., you know what you want, but you go to the dealer and you have to remain flexible and just to say, okay, I intend to live with a car. I don't know exactly which one, but I'm going to live with something potentially the best possible deal. It's totally true. But you still see in the U.S. people spending time exploring the car and choosing their brand online. There is still one thing you need to consider is when you're in the market to buy a car, you are still going to consider a lot of different cars at the beginning of your research. And Google showed you consider up to 14 cars. and you have up to 900 digital kind of moments with any brands during the process of buying a car. So the dealer is one stage, but it's not the whole thing. The battle for the brands is really to capture the opportunity with the customer when he's starting his process of buying and searching for a car. So the first thing I would say, it's still online. Even in the US, which is a stock-led market, it's still online where it starts to, you know, define and identify which brand, which model you kind of feel closer to and that you want to consider. Once you've narrowed down your research to two, three brands, then you might go to the dealership and look at what they have on their lot. And then you'll see a bit more in detail, you know, what can fit you and what kind of deal they have. But you will still have the ability to have configurators. We call them kind of dealer configurators or lot configurators that will allow you to configure things that are already available. So for us, it's the same thing. You could create a totally interactive configurator and only show cars that are actually available in your area. And it's a good way to discover the car. So you will still configure your car, still choose your options, and you'll know that if you want this car, you won't have to wait for it. So I think there are things we can use with technology to accommodate the culture in the U.S. versus the culture in Europe or other part of the world.
Based on conversations that you and I have had, I understand that as a result of COVID, you are getting a lot of calls, a lot of interest in your technologies that you've recently announced. What do you think are the changes that are being brought about by COVID that are going to be permanent relative to digital retailing, the customer experience, after this pandemic subsides?
So it's a great question. So I will tell you one thing, and I will be a little bit provocative here. I think the COVID is not changing much. I think it's been accelerating a lot, and that's a big difference. What we saw was, you know, before COVID, the trends were inevitable. The decline in visit dealership, the rise of online, the rise of personalization, the rise of need of brand to follow the customers and not brands forcing customers to go to the point of sale to make a deal, what's going to happen. I would say the COVID came in and kind of made that much faster, more like mandatory, more like a question of survival for dealers, whether or versus a question of nice to have for now. So that's the first thing. We've seen a tremendous acceleration of what we were selling before, you know, the vision we had before of having a more interactive experience online, a more kind of informative and engaging experience at every touch point. Now we have OEMs coming to us, calling us and say, okay, people are not going to the dealers anymore. Help me. How can I recreate that connection between the dealer and the customer? And this is why we work with the team, you know, over the past few months to create this reconnect set of solutions to help the dealers and the OEM to bridge that gap, you know, that they have. And we created a few things. For instance, one which is really interesting is the one we call Concierge. We've seen a lot of, interestingly, you know, what people call digital transformation happening, where a dealer will use technology, you know, like voice over IP kind of technology, like a Skype, and create a phone, virtual kind of phone interview with their customers and almost turn their iPad or their iPhone and show them the showroom. And it's great. I think it was a way to kind of survive and create that link and talk to the customer, but I believe it's limited because you're creating an experience which is not even as good as the one in the dealer. So it's not very positive for the customer at the end of the day. What we're trying to do is to, instead of transporting an experience from a dealer, okay, to online, we're trying to transform it. And by the use of 3D cloud technology, we can have that same Skype call, but you can have the customer and the dealer both in front of their screen, both looking at a totally interactive, high-quality car, and they can customize it and configure it in real time. And it's taking the experience, which was, you know, in the dealer where you can't really configure because it's a real car, you can't change the color. Now, all of a sudden, you have an experience where the customer and the dealer are having a live experience and a live sales experience where they can configure their car and they can change the color and they have no compromise on quality each receiving port having a high-end quality delivered from the cloud directly to their device. So this is the kind of things we're trying to put in place. Another example, you know, which was also a bit before COVID for us, but definitely will be accelerated, is the ability to give some takeaways. So we all know the car brochures, you know, that when you go to a dealer and you leave with a brochure, a generic brochure, beautiful paper, nice brochure. But the idea is that it's a very static, a very generic piece of material that usually, if you're lucky, will end up on your coffee table. We've seen some OEM going with and trying to do a digital transformation of the brochure and saying, hey, let's go online and create a PDF that we can send to customers. To which we're saying, as they're all like, it's great, but it's, again, looks like a digital transportation, not like a digital transformation, because a PDF would be static and will not be as good of an experience as browsing a real, you know, a glossy paper brochure. So instead, we're creating interactive web brochures now that we call takeaways that allow the customer to interact with the car, see a movie of the car, go through pictures, 360 turntables, and even have your name on it, totally personalized. So you see, instead of transporting that experience, we're trying to recreate something new that the digital world can do for us. And I think that's the mentality we're trying to share with OEMs, is to say, look, now is not the time to try to just transport your experience, but now is the time to really transform it and give your customer the best experience they can have.
You mentioned acceleration, you mentioned transformation, you mentioned scaling, and I know a lot of these technologies that you're describing, there's still a lot of maturity and scaling to go into, you know, in today's industry. But what's next? The speed of all of this innovation and the pace of innovation, what are the new technology advancements in this area that people ought to be paying attention to?
So I would say two things. You know, so we do two things at the OLI. We do real-time experiences and we do also content production. I'd start with the latter, the content production side of things. I think we are bringing, and I would dare to say, a revolution to the market. When you see all the OEM brands and all the content they need to create to serve every single touch point, we're talking about millions, hundreds of millions, potentially sometimes billions of pictures and media material, you know, representing every car, every personalization, you know, to reach out to your customers. So we've created products that use the real-time and the 3D cloud-based technology and that democratize and demonetize the creation of such content. So we are making it super easy for agencies, for partners, for dealerships, for OEMs to create huge level of content, high quality, in just a few clicks. And I think this is changing the kind of experience we get at the end of the funnel, because now we get advertising experience, which are mini configurators, and just an advert campaign for one car can contain thousands of pictures and hundreds of videos in it, something that was not possible before. So we are bringing that kind of interactivity and mass content, high-quality content to the end of the customer at every touch point. That's the first thing, I think, which is going to grow. We see a high demand on how can we create content, distribute content. You can imagine with all the cars, the model change update every year, it's always a challenge for those companies. The second one is, I would say, 5G. Is a big topic. And when you mix 5G with cloud technologies such as GPU cloud, you know, graphic instance in the cloud, and also real time, when you put all that together, which is kind of like the foundation of what we try to amplify at the OLight, then you'll end up with a total virtual showroom in the end of the customers. So you're going to see a rise of interactive configurator, interactive experience at every stage of the customer journey, from advertising all the way to ownership. And I think those are the two major trends we see accelerated a lot. So some by change of mentality and mindset with COVID, which is huge, and other by, you know, technology, which is the rise of AWS and EC2 cloud type of instances, the rise of 5G, and also the democratization of real-time technologies. So those are things would be the big topic in the future.
We've got time for one more question. And our conversation thus far has been around the product and even more so the end part of the value chain, right? The selling, the servicing of vehicles, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Where else can this technology earlier in the value chain, in the process, have an impact. R&D, product development within the enterprise, on the manufacturing plant floor, etc. Any perspectives on deploying and scaling this type of technology in other areas of the enterprise?
Yeah, so we I come from a world, you know, from engineering and design, manufacturing. So it's an area that traditionally uses a lot of 3D and more real time. But I think the biggest revolution, because engineering already uses, you know, 3D and design as well, and they've been for a long time. The biggest revolution, I think, is advertising coming up. You're going to see more and more media content consumed in the advertising world. And I think AR is also a big one. We're talking more and more about doing, you know, AR content for adverts, you know, and also mini configurators. So we're working a lot with, AR publishers and media buying agencies and also partners such as Amazon, Facebook, and others to create the advert of tomorrow. And I think you're going to see more exciting. And it's really because people decide earlier and earlier in the funnel, you know, what they want. And they don't need that many things to decide. So you need to grab the customer at the very first stage of their buying journey. That's why I think the investment in advertising technology to make it more engaging, more personal, more interactive is going to be definitely a big topic.
Francois, exciting story, exciting activities that are going on over at Zero Light, exciting technology, and the frontier, I think, is definitely exciting as well. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us and joining Daily Drive.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I think it was really, really interesting, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
That's Daily Drive for Tuesday, July 21st. For breaking news, go to autonews.com. And to catch up on nearly 100 stories, go to autonews.com/Daily Drive. We'll be back Wednesday.